Hello, listeners. Today, my guests are Mrs. Barbara Shepherdson, legal studies teacher at Loreto, and her student, Jessie Kepnich, from Year 11. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Great to have you here. So you're going to teach me and our listeners all about Law Week, which is happening this week in Brisbane.
Correct. So that's right. So our Law Week is an annual and a national event which aims to foster a better understanding of the roles that law and justice play in our society. It's typically held in May, and in Queensland, organisations such as the Justice Department and the Queensland Law Society organise a series of activities to promote the profession. And we here at Loreto are going to be holding our own events within the community of Loreto. And Jessie's going to talk about what some of those are going to be.
Okay, so we don't go to Law Week. We don't send students to an external event. It's something that happens across the nation, and schools host their own.
Schools have the opportunity to do so, and the members of the law profession make themselves available to come in and deliver guest speakers sort of role, or deliver presentations on what their roles are.
Okay.
And so I've organised a series of activities that showcases not only the profession but also what legal studies is all about.
Okay.
And on Tuesday we're holding a mock court trial, and Jessie's one of our key
prosecutors. Are you the judge? Oh no, you're a prosecutor.
Yeah, I'm the current prosecutor.
All right. So how do you prepare for that?
Well, we're going to be doing rehearsals, like little meetings at lunchtimes, and doing rehearsals, going through scripts. Everyone's pretty much got a role.
Correct. Yes.
Is that within your class?
Yeah, no, it's between 11s and 12s.
Okay,
so
great.
Yeah.
And the U10s. There's some U10 students.
Oh, and so those students who are interested. What made you choose legal studies as a subject for senior?
My parents are both police officers, so I've always wanted to do stuff. And like,
so
that
something
type,
in
yeah,
law?
Yeah, so yeah. I chose legal studies. Maybe I'm not like the best at it, but it's interesting.
That's good. It's good that it's interesting. And you're not the best at it yet.
Not yet. No, I'm just not really good at writing, and I think that's the most
important challenge.
But I'm working on it.
That's
I'm
good.
Working on it.
That's good. So how do you inspire a student, Barb, to go from, you know, an interest in the subject, a recognition that there's still a skill set to develop? How do you get them there for their external exam in Year 12?
We do a lot of practice leading up to, and I think the legal studies syllabus, like all syllabuses, it's foundational, so it builds. Mm. So at the beginning of obviously Year 11, it's not unusual for a lot of students to be feeling the same way that you are, Jessie. Mm. But through immersion in the subject, and obviously, every time you do a piece of assessment, you get better at it. So just practice and practice, and then your skills will develop and refine. And particularly with the writing, by the time you get to the external exam, we've done so many practice and mocks.
And you've had the feedback, and you
yes.
can apply the feedback. Can I just ask, Barb, you've got some official roles with QCAA in legal studies. Can you
yes.
explain what they are?
So I'm a endorser
mm-hmm.
and a confirmer.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that I look at other schools' assessment
mm-hmm.
and make sure that it applies with the QCAA quality assurance
mm-hmm.
policies and procedures, and we offer advice if it doesn't. And then with the confirming role, we look at the other side of it, which is the student results,
mm-hmm.
and make sure that the evidence matches the mark that's been awarded by a teacher at that school.
Mm. So that's it. That's an incredible service to our profession, and one in which multiple teachers here at Loreto are engaged in, either as confirmers, endorsers, or external markers.
Yes.
What I'm really interested in is that's really giving to the profession and people outside Loreto. How does it inform your teaching and in turn benefit your own students having all of that knowledge?
It's a really good opportunity to see what other schools are doing. And
mm-hmm.
so it's a really, it's a good way to ensure that our practices meet the standard that's
mm-hmm.
that's being applied across the state, you get to see different assessment ideas
mm-hmm.
and opportunities to then bring that into your into my own teaching if I mm-hmm. want to do different topics. So you can, you know, I gain professional knowledge of different mm-hmm. Current topics there, and it's a really good way to ensure that my marking on an internal level is also on track.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get to see both sides of it, both as the teacher and then at that next level.
And what we're looking for here at Loretto is to find that evidence against the ISMG to give...
Absolutely.
So the student is awarded an accurate...
Yeah, that's right. And that helps to ensure that when our assessment is going through for confirmation, that we're more than likely to get it confirmed.
Mm-hmm. So you've got, and then that confidence in your own teacher with all of her expertise in legal studies. How does that make you feel?
Special.
Makes that you've been well prepared?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
It's very lucky.
Now, who's going to be the judge in Law Week?
Danielle Karam.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah. All right. So that'll be exciting. And who can come to watch?
It's open to any student in the school. I think last year when we ran it, out of all the activities, the mock court trial was the one that most people
drew the largest crowd.
And spoke fondly about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a really good chance because students get to see their friends and their peers mm-hmm. up there in that role. And it's just a really nice way to showcase what we do in legal studies as well.
And do you get to wear fabulous costumes?
Well, fingers crossed.
I think we can organise some barrister costumes and even the wig.
What's that called?
Oh, the mallet?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'll have to see if I can track one down.
We've got one of those in the
drawer. Oh, fantastic.
So there you go. All right, well, thank you so much for joining me and all the best for Law Week.
Thank you.